In your community, some of the wonderful VE Day 80 events that have taken place in communities across the country last month. In County Down, the first VE Day social get-together in the seaside town of Bangor, County Down, kicked off with members Les and Jack going on a fishing trip to track down the best fish and chips in town. They were not disappointed. Their fish and chips were huge. In Plymouth, we were delighted to be joined by the Mayor of Plymouth for our VE Day 80 celebrations in Plymouth. Members gathered to honour the remarkable generation who lived and died throughout the war. The atmosphere was lifted by the wonderful Queen's Dock ukulele players who had everyone laughing, dancing, singing along and tapping their toes. In Newcastle, we had a fantastic afternoon tea in the northeast of England, joined by RAF Bulmer and MHS Calliope. The event was a huge success. We were proud to present long-standing volunteer Graham with a Founders Day award, while member Frank Taylor played the last post on his bugle after 2 minutes of remembrance silence. Our very own Sharon Brown got the crowd's flags waving with an amazing singing set. She was even joined on stage by member Kevin Smith, who was happy to join in the celebrations. In Torbay, our local members, staff and volunteers gathered in Paignton, Torbay, to mark VE Day 80. Joined by the Deputy Mayor of Torbay, who read a heartfelt poem, and the Armed Forces Champion for Torbay Council, it was a fantastic morning filled with chatter, laughter and, of course, lots of cake. In the Wirral, we had a wonderful gathering at the Wirral Lunch Group to celebrate VE Day 80, which 16 people attended, including Second World War veteran Ollie. The 102-year-old served in the WAF for Churchill's Cabinet Office in the war and told us about her memory of standing at the gates of Buckingham Palace, waving at the royal family on VE Day, a fantastic gathering. In Warwickshire, the Warwickshire VE Day lunch was held at the Royal British Legion, where the lovely laid tables and decorations were topped off by jaunty hats and flags, which members greatly enjoyed. Everyone enjoyed a wonderful lunch together, followed by a rousing sing-along of all the wartime greats. In Swansea, there was a wonderful turnout for the VE Day service held at Christ Church in Swansea. The service collected over £300 to be shared between Blind Veterans UK and the Swansea Veterans Hub. We were honoured by the presence of the Lord Lieutenant, the Mayor and Mayoress, the representatives from the Senedd, the Council, cadets and local schools. Songs, buffet and even a TV camera crew made the event, and it was truly memorable for us all. In Cornwall, member John from St Clair, Cornwall, hosted a VE Day commemoration at the local war memorial on behalf of Blind Veterans UK. Members joined him for the occasion and there was a fantastic turnout from the community who paid their respects, shared stories and learned about the charity's work. In Portsmouth, members visited the National Museum of the Royal Navy to launch After the Darkness, VE Day Memories from the Royal Navy, a deeply impactful and interesting exhibition. Curator Will Hepper and community producer Joanna Valentine showed members around and even allowed them to handle wartime artefacts, which was a brilliant tactile way of experiencing the exhibition. In Hailsham, members joined Bowes House Care Home for VE Day 80 celebrations, featuring the D-Day Dollies. What's more, special guest Nina turned 100 on the day adding even more joy to an already unforgettable experience. It was an exciting birthday for Nina after her memories of VE Day were shared on Facebook in our charity's After the Darkness campaign. She received hundreds of birthday wishes. Thank you. Beyond the joyous events captured here, there have been many more celebrations in communities across the country. And we would like to say a big thank you to all staff, volunteers, members, and external partners who made these events so magical. Do you want to know what's going on in your local area? Contact your local community team, who can tell you everything you need to know.